An overview of last Thursday's WASDE report. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. At the end of last week, all eyes were on the recent USDA World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimate report. And that report was fairly quiet. The only adjustment that was made that was really exciting was in the wheat complex.
I know, right? Yeah. It was actually, there wasn't a lot of change. But you're right, on the wheat complex, we did increase export demand 25 million bushels. Nice to see there on the new crop size. For corn, they increased export demand 50 million bushels, which sounds good, doesn't it? But that was actually disappointing for the trade. I think we really needed to see that up 100, 125 if we really would have got the market excited. But it's interesting. You look at the S&D tables, and they're tight. Not, oh my God, we got a ration demand, but they're much tighter than what the market portrays and looks like.
That's Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing, and he says that funds control these markets.
They're not nervous with the forecast we have, and rightfully so. It's very favorable, so they continue to sell this market despite of our tight old crop and somewhat new crop situations. I mean, you look go forward into corn into all the way out to December for our new crop. I mean, ending stock of 1.750, that's not huge by any means, and that's with a yield of 181. You know, what happens if that changes? But problem is, if it's raining, when it's raining in June or July, the funds like to sell.
But Dwayne says, just remember that
just because the funds are doing something doesn't mean they're going to be right. They don't make money on every trade either. So yeah, this market is just having a hard time. If this forecast continues to be favorable, July corn can definitely dip down another 10 cents in test contract lows.
And last Thursday, we also had a weekly export sales report out. Corn had net sales of 791,000 metric tons. Beans had a marketing year low at 61,000 metric tons, and wheat, 388,000 metric tons. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.